call the deacons forward and prepare our hearts for the Lord's table. Just want to read you a few verses from the Apostle Paul. He says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The Lord's table, which we celebrate here at Sugarland Bible Church the first Sunday of every month, is really something that's not designed for an unbeliever. It's designed for a Christian. So if you're unclear about your salvation, we would simply ask you to let the elements pass by. This is only for those who have trusted in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And these elements are here to assist worship. They're pictorial reminders, if you will, what Jesus did in our behalf. The bread would represent his body, which was sacrificed for all of us. The cup would represent his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. It's a reminder that while salvation is free to us, it was not free to Jesus Christ, the second member of the Godhead. One of the things that we're going to be referring to in the sermon today is the wounds of Christ, even in his resurrected body, are still visible. Why is that? I think it's so that when we get to heaven and we look at him, we have a perpetual reminder that we are there only by his grace and what he did for us. And thinking about those wounds and thinking about his sacrifice is what we are to reflect on as Christians as we partake of the Lord's table. This is all here to give us an attitude of gratitude by reminding us of the great price that was paid by Jesus Christ to procure for us so great a salvation. So at this time, we will distribute the bread. I get served first, huh? Okay. Remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews, chapter 9, and verse 22 tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. The blood of Christ had to have been shed to satisfy the wrath of a holy God against our sin. But at the same time, God is love. And because his wrath has been satisfied, his love can be extended. His grace can be extended to all of creation. All of the human race that will put their personal faith in what Jesus has done for them 2,000 years ago. That's what the blood of Christ is all about. And with that in mind, at this time, we will distribute the cup.
Thank you.
remembering the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we are overwhelmed with thanksgiving for what you've done. Help us this week and in the study that follows to think often and frequently of your sacrifice for us. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen.